Wouldn't it be great if three idiots picked apart each episode of your favorite podcast?
We do that. Wouldn't it be great if we discussed the newest episode, ongoing theories, and predictions for what comes next?
We do that. Wouldn't it be great if they didn't ruin the podcast at all and kept everything spoiler-free?
We don't do that. You've been warned.
Welcome to We Do That, a Taz Fancast. I'm your co-host, Chris.
I am your favorite robot co-host, 01101010101000001110101011. Why are there five? Okay. That bit was funny.
Keep going. This is the best one. I'm your other co-host, Colin.
This week's episode... Not entirely sure, y'all. We're sort of going off the cuff on this one. We just pressed record and see what happens. It's going to be bad podcast magic.
Start saying two numbers in repetition in different amounts.
I think here's what we're going to do. This week's episode, we're going to all make wishes for the future of our podcast. And here's my wish. I want to get from Jake's intro to Colin's intro in one just smooth, seamless, non-questioning motion.
Oh. That's like the opposite of my wish. I want to start it off with a little bit of banter, you know?
Slow this shit way down.
Yes, you know, a nice little bit of banter. Just get us going, get the juices flowing.
Take all that nice tender content you cooked up, push it way down the buffet, bring on them greens.
Wait. Are you complaining about greens?
No. These are
like the gross ass garden salad at the buffet.
These are those pre dinner rolls, man. These are those breadsticks.
Little bit of back on board again.
Amuse bouche.
Yeah, damn right.
I want to ruin my podcast on breadsticks.
By the time we're done with the intro, people are like, "Well, I've had enough."
That's it. I don't need any more of this shit. Let's get out of here.
Let me put the rest in this doggy bag for lunch tomorrow.
Do I have to pay for half this ginger ale I sipped on, or can I just kind of split?
Yeah. And then you...
Bread was already on the table.
You know, you put your doggy bag in the refrigerator to throw out in 3 weeks after you've forgotten about it.
That's right. The American way.
That's our podcast. That's not real flattering.
I mean, it's not great, but it is a colorful metaful, and I appreciate the effort we went through there.
Well, so
no one will say we're not trying.
I would like to temper Colin's metaphor there by saying we are leftovers. Sometimes it's acceptable.
That's dark.
And other times it's less than acceptable.
Boy, howdy. I want to.
You can't.
Can I untemper my metaphor? I'm that fucking guy.
Here's the thing. Tempering is like chocolate that you've tempered, which is to say, after it's been tempered, it's shinier and has a nice snap.
Guys, I got a question.
Like our podcast.
This week's episode, the San Jose Live Show.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was the plan, wasn't it? Hey, what's up, everybody? We're going to talk about Taz. We're back to balance.
Amen.
Sort of.
Here's a synopsis for you guys. They fight some robots. Pretty much all there is to it. They fight them robot versions of themselves.
And some others. And robots that are not themselves, either.
And other non-themself robots. Hodgepodge.
Hodgepodge 2.0. Very important.
I kind of said he didn't have the voice. The hodgepodge voice.
I know. I wish they'd leaned into... If I had any critique, it's I wish they leaned into Hodgepodge still being a quizmaster kind of deal.
Yeah,
like,
agreed.
The fact that they just left that side of his personality behind is kind of what made Hodgepodge brilliant.
Yeah.
Although I was definitely with them when Griffin's first introduction, I was like, oh shit, is this Robo Dracula again? I was on the same page as the boys.
Would have been a great call.
Would have been great.
I am taking my standard live show stance, which is very funny and very good. Didn't make a whole lot of sense, but I'm into it.
My one critique, aside from the lack of quizzy hodgepodge, quadpodge, was that there was no Garfield. My McElroy cinematic podcastic universe theory of Garfield being the big bad didn't.
Oh, right, because this is the first time we haven't had him like come and steal a sort of item at the end, right?
Yeah.
At least in several podcasts, he usually shows up and takes whatever artifact is left behind.
Well, there wasn't really a good like item in this one.
I thought he would take Taco Cat. Just take Taco Cat.
That'd be good.
Or is that the birth of Garfield?
Whoa, is Garfield from the future? Wait.
Okay, I know you were talking out of your ass there, but whoa.
This is worth exploring.
You know, sufficiently.
Because Clint said he was an orange cat.
Yeah, uh-huh.
If Garfield is actually Taco the robot from the future.
Uh-huh.
Then, how does he go back in time to be in the balance campaign?
He fell through the same...
Yeah, he doesn't... we're in a multiverse here. Anything is possible.
Anything is possible! Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm very into this idea. I just don't think I can lend it. I can't allow it yet to become canon. I need one more live show to sort of prove it forwards.
No, it's headcanon now. Garfield is just Taco.
Bold moves.
Oh, no. Oh, damn. I was about to say, every time Taco tortured Garfield, did he torture Garfield or did...
No, he tortured...
on the artifice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's just like, damn it.
He did trick Garfield.
Yes, he did.
So that is sort of interesting, because it means that Taco maybe got dumber?
Or...
when he became the cat?
Griffin said, ooh, you played yourself, and then never explained it. Until now.
Till now. It's all been the longest con of the whole thing.
Be super impressive. Guys, in like 3 years, you're going to get it. It's going to be a live show we do.
Can you imagine the foresight he'd have? Not 3 years. We're in way more than 3 years.
Has it?
Jesus.
No way. 3 years since... Because that was the one before what? Stolen Century? Or was it before Wonderland? I think it was before Wonderland.
I think it was before Wonderland.
Yes, because there's a lot of time in the swamp when they talk about the sword.
Yeah. Yeah, and he goes back to his dorm just to get it to look cool.
Right, yes.
So, best part of our podcast is me scrolling through my podcast feed to see when that came out.
Everyone else is doing it too, so we're all just doing it together.
It's a race.
Listen.
October 6th, 2016. Great. Two and a half years.
That is sooner than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Balance feels much farther away than less than 2 years ago.
Yeah, I agree. But I think it ended just about 2 years ago. The final was August 17th, 2017. So.
Wow. So that is actually surprising to me that we are less than 2 years out from the balance finale. Because the journey we've gone on since then, including the creation of this podcast, is really long. Holy shit. They did a lot of work in 2 years.
Yeah.
And we have picked part it excellently.
I will say that when I do my re-listens, I stop at the suffering game.
To not ruin the end for yourself?
To not ruin balance.
Hmm.
Which might be a good segue. What I thought we could talk about this week. Since we don't have an awful lot on the live show, it was fine.
Listen, yeah, it was fine. It was very good.
It was good. It just had no bearing on anything, so there isn't a lot of worth of us talking about. I did particularly enjoy Three Randy Dudes. Like, that was good.
That was very nice. I did like that.
I thought we could do a bit of figuring out what that group would be called in the different universes.
Okay.
But I could think of zero synonyms for any of the words, and so I figured I shouldn't bring it up, but now I have.
Yeah, okay, Colin, you hit us with some synonyms for three.
This is going well.
You could just use different languages.
Yeah, I don't know that many.
Yeah. But like let's assume that Colin has said three in several different languages.
I'll
fix it in post, maybe. So it seems like more work than I'm willing to put in this week, but anything's possible.
Trois? Is that how it's pronounced in French?
Yeah, that was good.
There you go. There's my synonym.
This is stupid.
Yeah.
All right, Jake, what's the next step in this plan? You've now officially taken over as the owner of this plan.
Well, so we need to think of other synonyms for horny.
Well, if you say it like that.
That's a synonym all on its own.
What about like the triad, the troika? I googled synonyms for three. Google's going to think I'm an idiot. Triumvirate. Oh my god, now my phone listened to me.
Oh no.
Okay, Colin, where were you actually trying to take us?
All right, anyway.
Wait, hold on. No, I do want to continue living in the world where Colin the accountant has asked his phone for synonyms for the number three.
No. My phone heard synonyms for tonight.
That's good. That's my also
computer,
good.
Computer, basically. Never mind. Where I was actually going is I thought it might be a good chance for us to do like a retrospective on how we think and feel about balance. Especially since it sounded like they were thinking about, in their last Tetez, they were talking about moving away from the balance episodes for the live shows because there's only so much to talk about so much to play through.
And so that I know we've talked about it a bit before. I am very excited to move away from balance.
For live shows.
Because I think, yes, that well is fun, but not very filling. And I think it keeps us anchored. It keeps making us go back to those comparisons. I think it is much harder for us to treat other arcs as standing on their own and existing under their own merits if we keep comparing them to what balance was. And they're not trying to be the same thing. I am personally very excited for us to move away. You know, if that means we do Amnesty live shows to keep fleshing out that story, if it is doing something completely different, I think that would be very exciting.
So is this just you rejecting my idea of a balanced retrospective? just kidding. We've had this discussion before. I think you're wrong. Which I know will shock many of our listeners. I see the shock on your faces. I think if you go to see them live, you want to see them play the hits. You don't want to see them traipsing around with new characters. You want to see the hits. If there's not an Abra... And I thought they turned it on its head nicely in San Jose by having the robo versions of themselves play the hits. But you want to see the Magnus rushes in and Africa fuck you. And
so I do think, I was thinking about this. I do think that Amnesty has been around long enough now. And I also think the way their audience has grown, there's a lot of people who came to the podcast were only Amnesty listeners and are maybe going back to Balance later or something. I don't think that a live show audience necessarily is all Balance fans. And I also think that there are a lot of people who would love to see the Amnesty characters in that less structured space, myself included. Because if that is, while the Amnesty campaign we know is so much darker and the characters are a lot different than the way they were built for Balance, I know that a lot of us want to see them have some fun and sort of kick it a little bit, and that would be a great opportunity for that to happen.
Or to explore all of these other areas of the world that Griffin has created. You know, give them a chance to play three rando, you know, so Sylvanians.
I think Amnesty is now well established enough that they could do something in the Amnesty world. I think you run into difficulties because it can't really be canonical. And that's the issue with doing something even in the world. As long as the main story arc is going on, you don't want to do something canonical that could and I know none of you are proposing to do something that's straight from the storyline. But even when they did the early live shows, you know, they would say like, oh, we're going so far back. You have to remove it from the canon, basically, because people are going to hear it at different times.
And I think that's, I mean, yeah, they did it during Balance and it worked
yeah,
out.
Yeah, and I don't think it has to be removed from the canon. It just has to be placed appropriately.
Well, it can't have a bearing on the arc that
that's
they're
fair.
Playing through. And that's what I mean by removed from the canon.
Okay.
You're right, like, big picture, it would still be canon, but...
Well, and I think I that's why the idea of, you know, letting them play as different people to give us a different perspective on the world.
But
I would enjoy that.
That I would not enjoy because I don't... I think... Like, I see them as their characters in Amnesty and in Balance, and they are, you know, in the Amnesty world, Justin is Duck. And he
yeah.
just, it, and to see him try and inhabit a different body that he's only, he's going to inhabit this character for,
I think,
2 hours, he's not going to know the character.
I think I agree with Colin that if they're going to do Amnesty live, I want them to be their Amnesty characters. What I think would be dope, though, and I'm going to put this idea out into the universe, and Griffin can have it if he wants, is they should do flashback Pine Guard episodes. So it's the Pine Guard in the 70s doing disco monster hunting.
That would be fun.
And maybe Leo is there. He's not. Maybe he's played by Duck. I don't think so. I think he's played by Justin. But maybe like Leo's, like when Leo was in the Pine Guard, what's happening?
Although I like the idea of having an episode where Griffin's the DM and the players are Duck, Aubrey, and Ned, and they're playing an RPG within the RPG,
and they're all together.
Yeah, they're like, it's you know, the scene is
so
the
he's,
of them playing D&D.
He's rolling a dice to see how well he rolls his dice.
Yeah, no, you just inhabit the characters and, you know, what would Duck do playing an RPG?
So it's Justin playing Duck, playing Krog the Conqueror.
Yes.
On a third edition D&D game in that they found a book of in the lodge.
100%. I would listen to that 100%. Because he's
ooh,
still
and what if that's
Duck.
Like a training situation? Like that's how they that's like they're like, "Oh, okay, this monster is like something out of the player's manual."
Nah, it makes it too real.
That is a very funny idea. I like that very much. That's a lot of layers. I mean, we already talked about the layers that they're having to play in this thing. That's a lot of work for them to put in, but I think it would be a very fun idea. Was San Jose one of the ones when they published tickets that they said may not be a Taz show, or is it the next live show they do?
I don't think it's part of their tour, and they had mentioned it as part, like, during their summer tour, Become the Monster tour,
right,
that they might move away from it.
So it'd be...
So I think it might be one of the ones coming up.
The Cincinnati or the Cleveland ones that just happened, right?
Yeah. Okay. Which means we might not see it for a while still.
Whenever they need it.
Or next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Depending on how travel went.
That is very true.
I am going to go out on record and saying I do want some more variety in live shows. I think Amnesty is a tricky beast just by the nature of the game more so. And the setting, it's one thing to sort of take some liberties with a high fantasy setting. It's another thing with the world they've built in Kepler. But I think they could have some fun playing it there. I do think it's a harder sell if they're going to go in cold and do something like Honey Heist or something like that. But I do think ultimately us who are fans of the McElroys are just there to see them do their shtick. And fans will likely have an enjoyable time no matter what they play or do.
Yeah, that was sort of my directioning there. It's like, you know, I want to see them interact with each other. Like, that's so, what I love about it.
I think certainly as a podcast listener, I wouldn't mind seeing them try other things. I think if I were there in person, I would want to see them inhabit roles with which they have some level of comfort. And, you know, whether it's Clint as Merle or Clint, you know, playing a Clint who's bad at D&D playing Merle. you know, these sort of things where if I paid however X number of dollars for a ticket, I kind of want, if I'm in the audience, I want to see them either playing Amnesty characters or Balance characters. Not commit, maybe Dust characters. And maybe you could get away with something like Taz Knights. But I wouldn't be interested in like a one shot or, you know, with new characters
because I guess that's tricky. I hadn't actually considered, the point you sort of made up, Colin, or brought up is that the live shows are one of the few times where we are directly paying for the content. We being a theoretical showgoer, because otherwise the show is free. Like there's no,
yeah.
The onus is less there about paying for an experience and getting what you want. Like, we are consuming the media because we want to. We can stop listening anytime we don't like it. There's no onus on them necessarily to deliver other than wanting to keep their audience and make everybody happy. But when you have paying ticket holders, it is a very different... The stakes are very different. And I hadn't actually considered that before now.
As a podcast listener, I am kind of bored of seeing them... Like, they are always, it's, you know, every live show, it's the same basic thing. It's, they come out, they say they're, you know, they're one-liners that they have to say, like, Zone of Truth, and then everybody cheers and you go away. But if I'm paying money to see them, that's,
that's the experience you're looking for.
Yeah, I want to have that experience, too.
Yeah.
Which is a non-issue, because they'll never come to our cities, but...
I mean, they are coming to D.C. Y'all could have gone to D.C.
Well, that's just Mabim Bam.
Oh, it's not a Taz show?
Yeah. If it was a Taz show, I'd probably go.
Oh, absolutely.
Tricky, tricky, tricky.
And, I mean, I'm not opposed. I think I would enjoy seeing Mabim Bam as well. It was just not what I was, like, I would 100% have gone to see Taz.
Right.
And I don't listen to Mabim Bam, so.
I know. We sung you the Munch Squad theme earlier, and you reacted none at all.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's infuriating.
I listen to more RPG and board game podcasts.
Nerd.
Yep.
Something Old something pot kettle.
Yeah, right. Hello. Yeah, I hope don't know. I hope in the next month or so we get some fresh live content that is something different.
Well,
and we sort of see what that turns into.
Maybe not next month. I mean, that's the next two episodes. I mean, I think Amnesty will be wrapped up before the end of summer, assuming they don't get overwhelmed with their travel schedule.
So I think in the next month or so, we're going to see another live episode coming.
Yeah, that's fair.
If they, you know, based on how they've done it so far, if they're going on tour, I think we're going to go pretty quickly to a once a month fresh content schedule, depending on how what their schedules allow for them to do otherwise, and if they're able to just sort of put a whole bunch of Amnesty to tape. Though I have no idea what quantity of Amnesty we might have left.
Yeah, and I mean, they are traveling together, aren't they?
For some of the trips.
Yeah, like, I mean, maybe not, they may not be, like, on the plane together, but they're
traveling. Plane would be a tough recording environment. That would be hard.
I bet you could do it.
I mean, you can do it.
Yeah.
But can you imagine? That would be
I mean, I'm pretty sure you just fix it in post.
I'm imagining a series of, like, podcast helmets that, like, shut the outside world out. And maybe there's, like, a display in the helmet that lets you see the people you're talking to, but it is sound protective so that your voice doesn't go out. It is all captured in...
So you're just doing Skype call helmets.
Yeah,
so it's Daft Punk is now four people, and they're all on this plane in Economy Plus.
What are we calling them? Podcast helmets shortens to Pelmets, which isn't great. Skype helmets is Skelmets, which is
that I don't hate
a little better. But then you have to use Skype, which is a shame.
What if it was just like the recording zone or record head or?
I mean,
Talkspace.
The problem
Talkspace to go.
Talkspace.
The new Talkspace Talkspace to go 5. Now with Discord.
I like that.
TM.
Can't have that. That's ours.
I'm sorry. Were you TMing the Discord?
No, I'm TMing Talkspace to go 5 with Discord.
Just that version, the first couple of versions that are just the Hangouts and Skype rollout. Everybody else can have that one.
I do like that we start with Talkspace to go 5. Hey, guys, we really worked on this one.
Oh, yeah. We've done a lot of R&D in the last 3 minutes.
Listen, if no one knows that you haven't been on the market until your fifth one, they'll just assume that you had 4 attempts that were also good.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's genius. I love it.
Why do you think they started with Windows 95?
Because that was the year?
Yeah, but there weren't 94 versions before it. They went from 3.1 to 95.
Sure. Well, sure, but things that get regular periodic releases often release with the year afterwards.
Uh-huh.
Tell that to Windows XP.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look, just because you
don't
know
in the year of our Lord Vista. What? What are you talking about?
No, you guys just don't know Roman numerals, all right? If you knew Roman numerals, those are all perfectly appropriate.
Okay, I'll admit that I don't know Roman numerals enough to know if he's bullshitting me about XP. I will guarantee that Vista is not a thing.
I mean,
I got him!
To know that XP is not anywhere near anywhere after Christ. We're nowhere near that number.
No.
Well, I mean, no. Was X... So X is 10 before P, and P is...
yeah, go ahead. What does that stand for in Roman numerals?
I think it might be 50.
Welcome to the Google section.
M is 100. C is 50. P, Roman numeral... is that's not helpful. Google, just tell me what it is.
No, it stands for 2011.
I'm gonna reach through the computer and punch you in the face.
2011, you subtract 10, you get 2001, which is when Windows XP came out.
It's not true.
Windows XP did come out in 2001.
But there is no P.
Well, it was added to the later. It's no, you got. Don't look at the early Roman.
This
alphabet.
Is Roman numerals V2.0. Yes.
No, now you've mixed Roman numerals and Arabic numerals.
Oh, I know. I know.
There's only I, V, X, L, C, D, M.
No, you got to look at Roman numerals Vista.
It's apocryphal, but.
Once you get to Roman numerals Vista, they really updated it for all of this good stuff. That's why it was so successful for so long.
Hey, Chris, in post, go ahead and take this part and put it at the front. Hey, everybody, don't listen to this episode. Thanks so much. All right, cool. Good job, Chris. We're back.
Our best episode.
Thanks so much for watching. God damn it. Thanks so much for listening, everyone, to this chuckle fest. We need fresh content because we are useless on our own. Boy, howdy. We hope you'll join us again in 2 weeks when we do have fresh content and can talk about Amnesty some more. As we mentioned, we are pretty sure we are roaring towards the finale for Amnesty, and we are super excited to see how this hunt ends up. And we are also excited to maybe get some fresh live show content that we will be able to talk about in maybe a more meaningful manner than this. Do y'all have thoughts? Do y'all want to see some fresh Amnesty Live happening out on the road or some other idea? Can we get a clever hashtag started for 70s Pine Guard, take the stage, disco all night till the monsters are dead kind of situation? Jake, you're in charge. Make it happen.
On it.
Let us know on Twitter at WeDoThat_pod, or you can always email us at WeDoThatPod@gmail.com. We would love to know your thoughts, theories, and your reactions to everything going on in the greater Taz-verse. We got a lot of stuff to talk about now, and we would love to talk about literally any of it. Save us from ourselves. Thank you so much to The Early for our intro and outro music, and thank you, as always, to you for joining us for our discussion. We'll see y'all in 2 weeks. Bye, everybody.